How to See Yourself as You Really Are, Disc 6.
Oneness. I and mind-body would have to be utterly in all ways one. In that case, asserting an I would be pointless. It would be impossible to think of my body or my head or my mind. When mind and body no longer exist, the self also would not exist. Since mind and body are plural, a person's selves also would be plural. Since the I is just one, mind and body also would be one. Just as mind and body are produced and disintegrate, so it would have to be asserted that the I is inherently produced and inherently disintegrates. In this case, neither the pleasurable effects of virtuous actions nor the painful effects of non-virtuous actions would bear fruit for us, or we would be experiencing the effects of actions we ourselves did not commit. Difference. I and mind-body would have to be completely separate. In that case, the I would have to be findable after clearing away mind and body. The I would not have the characteristics of production, abiding, and disintegration, which is absurd. The I would absurdly have to be just a figment of the imagination, or permanent. Absurdly, the I would not have any physical or mental characteristics. 5. Not finding such an I, firmly decide neither I nor any person is inherently established. 6. Resolve. From the depths of my heart, I should seek to get beyond this round of suffering brought on myself by misconceiving what does not inherently exist to inherently exist. Extending this to others. Destructive attitudes are our internal enemies, the basis for all problems. How are they produced? From lust and hatred, whose root is ignorance. Since these afflictive emotions cause only harm and never help, they must be overcome. In order to do so, we must deal with their causes.